Third and high, I had about the same thing, about three bedrooms, all along, furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's been average at all times, because all the kids left and passed on or went to another city or something.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to get just to get a floor plan of the house, if I could, to see what a house was back in those days, and to get to the...
Well, then, in those days, they were big rooms with high ceiling and plenty of windows.
Mm-hmm.
And plenty of space in the yards, around 150 feet wide and long. That was a big family. And
the house was 150 feet long?
No, the frontage, the ground was 150.
Oh.
And they had some rooms were six-room houses and some were four. The main one was a four-bedroom. And then the two-bedroom was pretty good, too, with a family of two, you see. The mother and father, and if the boys, they stayed together. If the gal, they had boys and girls, they had to break them up pretty well. Had to have more room.
Mm. Mm.
So it all depended on what the sex were, how big a house they had to have. So if they had two boys or four boys, they had to break them up. They had four of each, you see how much room they'd have to have to have enough room.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the dining room and everything was just about like it is here, only a little larger.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have, in those days, the woman stayed home and run the house and the man drove home and take care of everything else. So it was pretty much the same. Of course they had a larger family, six or eight, they had to have more room. But in those days they had big family.
Mm-hmm.
It started out.
Yeah.
But now two is average, three is average, see.
Well, in those days, it didn't take all that much money to raise the kids, either.
Yeah, and it's going to cost you, today's price, $75,000 to get them through high school, for that matter. And then you don't know what's going to happen.
No, anything can happen after that.
Yeah.
Of
course, they may go off a deep end, you don't know.
Yeah. It's just an open question after that.
Well, some of these boys, they married 50, 60 years and see something and jump to high, gone, their way they go.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they pay for it and help or finances or something.
Yeah, but you don't ever pay your, they don't ever pay the parents back for it. I mean, it's just a chance that...
We don't get anything free, you don't make it as good as it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Could I get just a basic floor plan of one of the houses that you grew up in, see where the kitchen and where the bedrooms were and everything?
Well, you go in, you got the parlor, front door, sitting room.
Okay, is this a square house?
Yeah, just square. Now this is your front door.
Okay, we'll make a door right there.
Then you start here, this is your parlor across here.
All the way across?
No, just part of it.
That's right. And how deep?
Well, 15 by 20 or 20, but say 20 by 20.
Mm-hmm.
For your living room.
That's a little out of proportion.
And then your bedrooms are about 20 by 20. It's pretty standard for a large family in the high ceilings.
And
you're not...
And this is called the parlor or the living room?
Yeah, living room.
Okay.
Where you go in, you have a divan, or just like it is in here, and calls the amusement center, whatever you like, and then your bedroom, and your kitchen, and your...
Which direction was the bedroom in?
The bedroom would be off of this.
Over on the side, you mean?
Yeah, on the side.